begin, guys. Josh, good to see you. You ready? Okay, let's go, guys. Okay, we begin here. I want to outline the toast we spent so many days on for just a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, we'll see, and then we got to go right there to the Gemara. Okay? So, the first thing that Tosfos does is the following. Let's get it down. He says the word lefikach. The Mishnah says the word lefikach. And the Mishnah says the following. Since there's an obligation for both guys to chip in to build the wall, if it falls down, the makom and the avanim are split by both guys. Okay? So Tosfos begins by saying the following. They must build the walls against their will. Meaning if one of the two guys refuses to build it, bonin, baal korcho. They build it against their will. Bonin, baal korcho. They build it against their will. Okay? That's the first thing that Tosfos says. They build it against their will, and therefore, if it falls down, they split it. Now, why is it that they build it against their will? So Tosfos brings up two possibilities. Number one, there are Aidim al Hakinyan. That's according to Mishnah Rishona. What's number two? What's the second reason? What's number two? That Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. However, it's too small and squishy to force them to build a wall. So why did they build a wall? Why did they build a wall? Because they agreed to. They agreed to build a wall. Okay? They agreed to build a wall. So Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. But it's a chatzer she'ein ba din chaluka. Too squishy. Achein, however, shneim iskimu. They both agreed. Laso mechitza. Okay. So that's how Tosfos says. Let's get this down. We're breaking down the places outside the outline before we start the Gemara. I want you guys to get it. It'll be a good way to plug it in. So the first he begins bonin ba korcho, meaning one of them doesn't want to do it. I don't care. There are eight of them on a king and you agreed. That's the Mishnah Rishona, and this is the Mishnah Boxer. Mishnah Rishona holds Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. And the reason why they're building it is that they agreed. There were eight of them on the kingdom. Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, but it's too squishy. So we can't force them. But they agreed that they want to make one. So if they agreed they want to make one, you got to do it. That's the first part of Tosfos. Number two. Second part of Tosfos. Let's get it. Tosfos asks a kasha. What is the kasha? The kasha is, why must you predicate splitting the stones in the rubble based on the fact that it's Baal Korcho? Kasha. Lama Cholkin. Mivusesed. What's the word mivusesed mean?
Based.
Al bonin baal korcho. Should stand on its own. You should split it based on their own. And what's the raya? What is the raya of Tosfos? From the case of Bika. What's the case of Bika? They each one's got to build a chazis, yes? Each side's got to build a chazis. What did Gemara ask? Neither of them should have to make a chazis. Why do that? If it falls down naturally, they'll split it. There's no reason to have a chazis. So you see, by chutz are the same din. And we pointed out yesterday that Tosfos, you see that Tosfos holds that chazis works by what? Chutz are as well. Yes? Which is against the Ramban, Tumikash, and who? The Rashba. You remember that? We said that yesterday. So Bika proves that it's going to be Cholkin, right? Believe our Korcha. Believe Adin Shalva Korcha. Because by Bika, guys, there is no requirement to build a fence. right? If they're going to build a fence, each one needs a chassis, correct? So Gemara asks, why have a chassis? Just build a fence and fall down and split it. And that's not based on anything. Yes? Everyone with me? Let's get this down. That's the second part of Tysus. Number three. He says, I have a suggested answer. What's the suggested answer? What'd you say? Meaning what? All of a right. I would think what? Suggest an answer. Parents, F. Shari. Possible answer. Maybe you need the din of Barmar Kocha to offset. What's offset? Mafkia, Motzi, Michavero, Olav, Lavi Raya. What was the Gemara talking about there? The calf case, yes? The calf case, not the cafeteria, but the calf. The calf case and the house that crumbles. What is the din in that case? Yachlop, the Gemara asks, why say Yachlop? You should say what? Motzi Michael Araya, whoever has it, let him win. So maybe that's why you need Bonin Ma'akortha. To tell me to don't say Motzi Michael Araya, and that's why if it falls, they split it. Why don't you say that's a good answer? That's a bad answer, Tyson says. Number four, bad answer. Why is that a bad answer? Because a Motzi Michael Araya, you only say when it's already, when it's been clarified who owns what. I know who owns the cow, I know who owns the donkey. Yes? I never know who owns this wall. No one ever knew who owned the wall. Perish, lo, nachon. Ki, I would never think Motzi Mechavero. Lo, choshvim, Motzi Mechavero. Lo, choshvim, Motzi Mechavero. Mechavero. Olav, lahavi, raya. I never would think it. I don't think about what's going to arise in our case. Ki, rak, omrim, you only say kashir mivurar. You only say when it's mivurar, who it is. Kashir mivurar. When it's clear, who owns what? By kosol, it's not clear. Achim de kosol, lo barur. So I never would say what's going to arise. Lo barur. Where are we at now? Where are we at? Number five, still we got a question. Excellent, Josh. Excellent. We still have a question. We just shot down that turf. Yes, Rudy.
Okay, when Tosos is saying that our case is subject through and through from the beginning, does Tosos mean that there hasn't been a claim until that point, or is it actually on the CS?
We don't know whose it is, but not, there's never been an issue. But we just don't know whose it is.
But when Tosos said that our case from the beginning has been a subject because we've never known him, we can't know, or no?
It's not a suffix in the sense that it's a suffix Matisse. We're going to get to that when we get to drawing in a moment.
I'm curious about that.
No, it just means we don't know who it is. We know who's defined, who owns the cow, who owns the donkey. We know who owns the first floor, who owns the second floor. We don't know the cost. Not that we have an issue about it, that no one has a dispute about it, but we just can't bring up what's going on right about Kosovo. So you can't tell me that was needed. That's number four. Number five, as Josh said very nice, we still have the kasha. So what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say in number five? He says what? He gets off on a little bit of a what? Tangent. What does he say? I have a side kasha. Let's write Kushya Shnia, which he quickly answers. I'm just going to write the phrase Gold Olim Var. Why don't we say Gold Olim Var? Yes? Why don't we say Gold Olim Var? Why don't we say Gold Olim Var in the Kosol case? That's what he's bothered by. So what's his answer?
Here's a birth moment, but there it's not.
Here we only say Gold Olim Var, but it's what? Ein Drora de Mamona. Ein Drora de Mamona. That's when you say Gold Olim Var. What's the case? What's the case, guys? No, classical case of Gold Olim Var. The boat case, correct. Right? The boat case. No one knew who there was no problem at all. There's no drawer of Amona. There's no Sovik Mimitsius. Someone owns it. Never was an issue. In our case, though, by Kosol, he says, It's a case of drawing in the moment, which according to Tosa's definition is, in Shas, what is it? A Sofik Metzius, yes? It's a Sofik Metzius. Without the tinies, it's a Sofik Metzius. That's very difficult. What Sofik Metzius is here? That's what we ask. Remember? That was our Kasha. Kasha Shalanu. On this definition. So what was our answer? What was our answer? We had a two-step answer. Who remembers our answer? He's going like, which definition of Jordan Mamona? Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hanan, that's a Hefsid Momo. Plus the fact that the Rambam holds what? Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. Even if you're Shnoshim Mitzad Arema, you don't have to actually physically be holding it. You don't have to physically be holding it. As long as you're standing next to it, it's enough. And therefore, you're standing next to the Kosel. So it's like you have it. If someone says Kol Dom Levar, you're causing me a Hefsid Momo. So what is Jorah Mamona? Hefsid Momo, because we're holding it. And therefore, we call Jorah Mamona the Kosel case. Because it's like they're holding it, and by saying Kol, it's a loss of money if you take it away from me. And therefore, we don't say Kol Dom Levar in the case of Jorah Mamona. In the boat case, no one's holding it. So saying Kol Dom Levar is not taking away from anyone. Okay? So that's Kasha Shalana or Terek Shalana. That was a quick Kasha and a quick answer. We're still back to what, Josh? We still have the original Kasha. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
No, okay.
You good? Okay, so we're still back to the original Kasha. We've got to give it Terek. What's Tosis Terek? Terek Shal Kasha. What's original mean? Mikori. What's the Terek's original Kasha? What's the Terek's original Kasha? The Gemara asked the Kasha. Tosis Kasha is the Gemara's Kasha. What daf and daf dalet? Amid Aleph. Gemara says pshita. Right? The Gemara says that it's pshita. Gemara says it's totally pshita. Since it's totally pshita, right? It's considered to be totally pshita. And therefore what? Rashi says that they fell, the real rubble fell exactly 50-50. Tulsa says it fell and all one guy's a shus. But the bottom line is that's still a double portion. Why is that still a double portion? Because they must build it what? They must build it by Korfa. And that's exactly what the Gemara asks. They must build it by Korfa. So since they must build it by Korfa, what do we see from there? We see that what? The Gemara itself asked that Kasha. And since they have to build it, Lamaisa, like we find by Bika, even if it falls in one Rishus, it's considered to be split. Right? That's what the Gemara says. It's Pshita. And what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is that it's spent years there in one guy's Rishus. So since it's spent years in one guy's Rishus, what's the din? Since it's spent years in one guy's Rishus, what's the din? I would think it's that guy's that where the rubble is. Kamash Milan, the din is that we don't say what? He has a migu to say what? Teret Shal Kasha Mekori is HaGemara. The Gemara B'daftala. Because he has a what? He has a migu. What's the guy's migu?
I bought it.
He said, I built it. I have a migu to say, I bought it. But why does he not believe what's the Kamash Milan? Because it's a migu B'makom what? Migu B'makom Eivin. B'makom Anat Sahadi. Let's write it down. Why is it an Anat Sahadi? Because since both guys have to build it, there's no way one guy built it himself. So at the end of the day, we split it half and half. So the Gemara said, and what do we point out? What are the two Chidushim Matoises on this? What are the two Chidushim Matoises on this? Number one, the Gemara never said anywhere that Zemigu B'makom what? Anan Sahadi. That Toises made up. And number two, the Gemara never said what? Shol Harbe. Toises read it into the Gemara. Rashi doesn't have it like that there. But nonetheless, we have that answer. And Tosfos says that it's not like the case of Godros. Lo dummy the Godros, because why? Godros, we never what? We never know who the owner is. Here we know who the owner is. You're staring right at the partner. So here in Lamaisa, you know who the what? You know who the owner is. So here in Lamaisa, you know who the owner is. So the din is, Allah Lamaisa, since you know who the owner is, Lamaisa should have said something. Right? He should have said something.
And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, we said that what? It's a migu b'makumat, migu b'makum edim, and therefore he's not believed at all. Allah Lamaisa, whereas by Bika, what would be the thing by Bika? What would be the thing by Bika? Would he be believed by Bika?
Yes.
Yes, he would be believed. Why would he believe by Bika? In a case where it's what? Lo show harbe. Right?
Sure.
I'm sorry, in a case of show harbe, he would be believed. Correct. Why? Because it was there many years. It was there many years. And if it was show harbe, Lamaisa, he would taka be believed. In that case, to say what? That he bought it. He would have the mute. There's no migu b'makom edim. Why is there no migu b'makom edim over there? Why is there no migu b'makom edim over there? Because by Bika, there's no obligation for both guys to what? To build it. And the answer is only by what? The answer is only by what? Avonim. Teretz rak v'avonim. The Teretz is only by avonim. By mako, naturally we know it's half and half. So that's the Tysus in a nutshell. Okay? That's the Tysus in a nutshell. Please get it. That's the answer of Tysus. Okay? That's the answer, and that's the long Tysus. And we gave a chiddush about why he calls it drur in the morning. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Well, why is the bokeh not a suffix in tzias here?
Because what's a suffix in tzias? Like the calf. The calf. No one in the planet Earth knows who owns the calf. The boat, there are people that know who owns the boat. We happen to not know. Basin doesn't know who it is.
Okay.
Right? But there are people that know. No one in the planet Earth knows about which materials this is, the first floor or the second floor. No one knows who the calf is. Who owns the calf? Yes? You got to remember that chiluk. One last nakuda I want you to get. This is a new nakuda, and then we start the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan writes, remember we had two approaches to the Kol Dolim Gvar? Let's get it down. What were the two approaches? What were the two approaches to the Kol Dolim Gvar? Either it's a psak, or what? The siluk. They walk away. What's the nafkamina? Whether it's a second round. Excellent, Tzruli. So the Rebbe Chanan writes, it's not a raya, but he says he thinks this Tosos is working with siluk. Why is it working with siluk? Because he says the following line. He says, our case is a case of what? Of drar de mamona. Our case is a case of drar de mamona. Whereas the case over there by the boat is not a drar de mamona. Meaning by the boat case, like I just said to Yosef, we walk away from it. We walk away from it because we don't know, so don't bother us. We're going away. You guys fight it out on your own. We're walking away. Whereas when it comes to what? When it comes to drar de mamona by the case of the calf, right? It's clear that we have to say yachlok. It's absolutely clear that we have to say Yachloku, because why? It's a suffix b'metzias. The calf is a suffix b'metzias. Our case of Kosel, we had a different definition of Jordan Mamona. But at least to contrast the calf case, there's a pure suffix, innate suffix. If there's a pure innate suffix, then what's the din? If there's a pure innate suffix, then you'll say Yachloku. Whereas if Bezdin doesn't know who the owner is, but people do know, then you know what? That gives them the right to say we're going to walk away. Because the bottom line is there is a true owner. Fight it out. Whoever wins must be the real owner. That's at least what they're hoping. But if it's an innate suffix, you don't walk away from it. It's like mavur me'elim, that's a psak yachlok. So I want you to get that down. Rabbi Chanan in the Kobachirim Ost Tess writes that in our Tesis. He was assuming, as Yosef pointed out, he's assuming that drar de mamona is the regular definition that Tosa says, but then we're back to the kasha. Why would it be a suffix b'metzias? He was assuming that the calf case and our kosel is a suffix b'metzias. But how is it a suffix b'metzias? That was our kasha. Okay, but I just want you to know that's what he says. Okay, let's begin now. The Gemara, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we saw the Tysusim. Please, Chazar, over. Lean that, I'm going to try to write up questions so you'll have for Chazara. And we start the Gemara now, okay? Who wants to read the Gemara? Who wants to begin the Gemara? Aryeh? Go ahead, guys. Let's look inside. Okay, let's get everything clear. Go ahead, Aryeh. Let's go.
Savrua, my mechitza.
Okay, so what does the word savrua mean? The word savrua means thought, correct, but it implies that there was a havamina that's going to be rejected. We thought such and such, but it gets rejected. That's what the word savua usually means. Savua usually means that we thought and it gets rejected. That is what the word usually means. That's what the B'nai Yeshiva think, Lamaisa, that this the word svara is what is eventually rejected. Svara, we thought that what was the word mechitza meant what?
Gouda.
What does gouda mean?
Wall.
Wall. Excellent. Gouda, right? Not gouda cheese, but gouda fence. Yes? I think there's a type of cheese called gouda. Let's look at Tysus. Savrua. Okay, look at Tysus. Go ahead, guy. Go ahead. Sorry. Now, what does afagav always imply? There's a famous code word of Tosos that there's a kasha. Imtomar or Tema. Imtomar is a kasha. Tema is a wonder. Those are code words of a kasha. But there's also words of Tosos that are implied kashas. Afagav is an implied kasha. What's the implied kasha? Go ahead. Afagav the Basof, Kai, Tomar, Tai. No. Afagav the Basof, Afagav the Basof, Koi. Even though in the end it sticks, the word koi means it remains. Even though the word gouda does remain, we don't reject that definition. So then why did the word use the word sabrua? Go ahead. Because gouda is the first lashon. Where's the second lashon? Gimel Amud Aleph, Lishnach Rina. What does it say mechitza there means? Pluto. Division. Not gouda. And how do we paskin? The first lashon holds hezek ria lav shmei hezek. The second lashon holds hezek ria shmei hezek. Do we paskin privacy is an issue? Yes, we paskin like the second lashon. So from the perspective of halacha, Josh, we do reject the first lashon. That's why we view it as rejected. It's not rejected as a definition because that's the first lashon. There are two lashonos. Does it mean what? Does it mean a wall or does it mean a division? So the first lashon sticks, but we don't paskin like the first lashon. We paskin like the second lashon. So in a sense, it is rejected. That's what Tosfos means. Because since we have kashas, lefishazel lashon eno ikar, that first lashon is not the ikar, machlas pirchi. He actually changes the word pirchi because of kashas to the command. Go ahead, do what? And it's a dichui be'almahai de mishani. And those, we do give answers to save the first lashon. There are kashas asked on the first lashon, and we do give answers. But that doesn't mean those answers are great answers. They're just dechuyim. What are dechuyim? Just to push away the kashas. But they're not really great answers. And the first lashon is very, very weak. And therefore, since from the perspective of halakha, it's weak, it's like it's pushed off, we say the word savrua. Yes, Jake, what are you bothered by? Yeah, in other words, even though there are strong kashas on the first lashon over there, yes? Very strong kashas. But even though the Gemara does give the answers, those are weak answers. They're dechuyim ba'alma. They're like pushed away answers. They're not really great answers. So at the end of the day, it's a really what? At the end of the day, really what is it? It's really rejected, in a sense, the first lashon. And that's why savrua, it's correct in its place. It's a correct usage of savrua.
So the questions are,
Tosa's original kasha is that the word savrua is a thought that's going to get rejected. But the first lashon is not rejected. So Tosa says it is rejected from a halachic perspective. Because we don't paskin like it. Even though, because there are kashas asked on the first lashon that led us to the second lashon. Now even though those kashas the Gemara does answer, those are weak answers. So at the end of the day, from a halachic perspective, the first lashon is rejected. Since the first lashon is rejected, therefore savrua is a correct what word used. Because in a sense, it is rejected. In what way is it rejected, Ariel? From a halakhic perspective. Yes? Okay? Jake, you got it now? Okay, go ahead. Ariel. Oh, and the Rebbeinu Tam, Taka Paskins, Shmei Ria. What is it, Hezek Ria? Shmei Hezek. We Paskin like the second Lashon. So there's most certainly the first Lashon is somewhat, is rejected, halakha l'maisa. Therefore, Sabrua makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. Look at the top line of Gimel Amud Aleph. It also uses, actually the first, second line, the first word. It says Sabrua. Lishnach Rina Amr Le Sabrua. It says Sabrua in the second Lashon. But I thought the second Lashon stopped. So why do you use the word Sabrua? Symmetrical. You know what symmetry is? We want to have similarities. In the first lashon that said the word sabruah, we say the same word in the second lashon. Even though in the second lashon that sticks and we pass them like it. Read the lashon again, but go ahead. Agav means what? Yeah, in other words, just like it was mentioned in the first lashon, sabruah nakat nami belishnakrisa, correct. But don't go make such great shakes about it. The second lashon sticks, Yehuda, and then sabruah is no problem. You got that? So what's the first answer? You guys tell me, what was the kasha thesis? Sabruah was what? It's always a word that gets rejected. Was the first lashon rejected? No, it wasn't. What's the answer? It was rejected from a halachic perspective. Didn't we answer the kashas? Those are really weak answers. The first lashon is really what rejected. We pass on the second lashon, that's a bit of time. Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek. What's the second answer? Go ahead, Arya. Gomer Reed. The whole premise of Taisis is wrong. The Reis says there's a first parak of Nedarim as a sugya where sabruah appears and it sticks. Even though in the end of the day it sticks and we conclude like that. So you see, sabruah doesn't always imply that what? That it was a thought that was rejected.
Where is this?
In Nedarim, he says. Parakamid in Nedarim. So we always point out from a Roswag Shlita, whenever you have a kasha and you show him, there's a premise in the kasha, yes? Whenever you have an answer, there's two ways to approach the answer. What are the two ways? Either reject the premise, or the premise remains, and I come up with a new svar from left field that gives an answer. And what was the kasha? The kasha was sabruah implies a thought that's going to get rejected. What's the answer? It was rejected. From left field, the premise remains. It was rejected from a halachic perspective. What's the second answer? The premise is rejected. Sabruah does not always imply that it's a thought that's rejected. Look at the first sugya in the dark, first parak of the dark. You understand how that's a very important thought? You got it. It's a tool, methodological tool that I just taught you. Whenever you have the akasha and you have an answer, there's a premise in the akasha, and the answer is either rejecting the premise or the premise remains. You come up with a new theory. So the first answer, the premise remained. I came up with a new theory. It's rejected halakhically. The second answer was the whole premise is wrong. The whole premise is absolutely wrong. Sabruah can also stick. Doesn't mean a thought that was rejected. Yes, Rudy, go ahead. You had a kasha before? Okay. All right, great. All right, go ahead. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, Arya. Viking.
So, Kitatanya.
What's Kitatanya trying to prove to me? That the word what? That mechitza means a what? Means a wall. Let's dig up where? We're going to look at tonight literature. A Mishnah, Bryce. So, this happens to be a Bryce. Go ahead, Kitatanya. So you have a wall between what? You have a wall between a field and a what? A wheat field and a vineyard. What's the din? The wall gets broken. So the Baal HaTfuah, the owner of the wheat, says to the Baal HaKerem, put it together, make another fence, so it won't answer my wheat. And he fixes it and then it gets broken again. Then he's got to tell him again, Gedor, make a fence. Right? Go ahead. He said, I've had it. The Baal HaKerem says, I've had it with these walls. I'm not making any more walls. Okay? He says, I've had it. Hello, Gadra? What does Kidesh mean? Kidesh means not Kiddush in a good way. It's a bad. It's Usr. It means it's Usr Bahana. Because of the Kiddush, it's Usr Bahana because it's Kilo HaKerem. The wheat next to the grape. The Chai Bachrioso. What's Chai Bachrioso? He has to pay him because the guy's wheat now can't be used. It's also got to burn it. What do you do with Kilai Karim? You burn it. It's a Mishnah Tvura, Daflam and Gimel and Beis. Hey, Lohan and Nisrafin. You have to burn it. Certain things you got to burn. Basar B'chala, I'm not Basar B'chala. Orally, you got to burn. Chametz and Pesach, you should burn according to Buda. You have to also burn Seth Kilai Karim. So he messed him up. So you have to pay for it. You did a terrible thing. So what does it have to do in the present tea in China with us? Because the word mechitza was used in the Brisa to tell me a wall. So you see the Lashon mechitza in our Mishnah means a wall as well. The partners divide up the chatzah with a wall. That's what we're proving from this Brisa. You can forget the whole thing. You know, you get so involved in the Kilayim case, you ask yourself, what does that have to do with the Gemara? The Gemara was trying to prove from language-wise, that the word mechitza means a what?
Wall.
Correct. From this Brisa. Excellent. And that's why it says Kidesh, because the pasuk is Ben Tuktash. But there we learn that it's asur bahanah, and you have to actually burn it. Okay? Very good. So, lamaisa, there's a lot of inyanim that we need to speak about here on this din. Okay? Let's take it one at a time. Halacha lamaisa. Let's take it one at a time. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? The first thing that I want to tackle is something that's very, very evident, and a lot of guys ask me it, and that is the following. That is the following. How does the wall help to separate the wheat and the grape vineyard? Doesn't it grow under? We don't have to be botany experts. The roots are going to go together at the bottom. I understand, but the wall. I understand, but the we assume that it's going to be, you know, go under. It's not going to be a wall all the way down, you know, to the end.
It doesn't. I mean,
okay. You're saying okay, but okay. We're going to get back to what you're saying, but please get this down. That's the first thing I want to tackle. Okay. Does that really solve the problem with the wall? So Ariel's on the right direction, but I want to point out a machlokes Rishonim about this. I gave you the Alisa of Rabbeinu Yonah. Aliyasa Rabbeinu Yonah says, Beferish, okay, if you look, Lamais and Rashi, Dibramaska Omer. Go ahead, Arya, look at Dibramaska Omer Lo. Guys, look inside.
Omer Lo, the Baal Karim, Gazar Asa, Shalom Yasu, Gibranaka, as Tuluach Asada, Mishum Gilayim. Elisha Samas, Baal Asada, and Zara, and Salam, and Gedda.
He put his water seeds next to the fence. Go ahead.
Nam and Karashini.
So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that when you have a fence, you can plant all the way up to the fence. When there's no fence, the Mishnah says in the second parak, and what daf? And that you need to want a space of arba amos in order for working. Rashi says in Erev and Adaf Sadi Gimlo and Aleph that somehow by a vineyard you need avodas akerim. What is avodas akerim? You need a space of arba amos outside the vineyard to walk with your oxen around. Somehow wheat fields don't need that. So you have a kerim that goes from here to here, but I have an extra arba amos that's called a shein kerim because I need the ability to work with the vineyard. So it extends out our bombs. That's called Avodas HaKerem, which we're going to get back to. Okay? But what I want to first tackle is, why does the fence solve the problem of Kiloi Kerem? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Dibra Maska Sabrua, that it saves it in the following vein. That the Isser of Kilayim is totally on two components. Yenika, nourishment, get it down, and Irbubia. What's Irbub? Mixing. You need both. Nourishment alone does not aser kilayim. When you have a wall, there is no irbuv. There might be a nika on the bottom, but I don't care. In order to manufacture the iser of kilayim, you need both components. Yenika, nourishment, which you do have, but you don't have the irbubia, because the mechitza, the fence, separates the two.
What's irbubia?
Mixing. Irbubia. Irbuv. Arei. Irbuv. Mixing together. Because, again, the grape vineyards really and the wheat field are on top. So there's no mixing together because there's a mechitza.
Oh, I mean, there's nothing happening with the surface.
The unique is the bottom with the roots, the nourishment. That there is. But in order to create kilayim, you need both components.
Okay.
You need unique inner bubia and the mechitza is real. Get this down. The mechitza prevents their bubia. Okay? Rabbeinu Yonah says, therefore, that's why there is no problem of kilayim. Because I have a mechitza. That's how he understood the Torah. He understood the definition of kilayim has to have both components, yenika and erbubia.
But not everyone agrees with that.
Not everyone agrees to it. Who argues the shita mikubetzis? Get it down. Shita mikubetzis yichesem after ramasko tashma lo yita quotes the shame of the Rimigash, right? Who was the rebbe of who? The Frahman's father. It was a Talmud of the Rif. He says a davar barer that iser kilayim can be with either one. Yanika alone creates it, and Irbuv alone creates it.
This is
the Shittim Gubetz Hashem, the Rimigash. Either one. Issur Kilayim could be either one. Number one, that there should be no Yanika, or it could be a second track, that they don't look like they're together. It's Marasayim. And each one on its own asers. Therefore, what do you do with our case? Correct, Yehuda? So he says, like Ariel, that there's a gigantic boulder below the ground, and there are no shrushim. There are no roots mixing in. He makes a new kimta, and he says, you have to say there's a gigantic boulder under the fence, and there is no unique of the roots. Amazing, no? So therefore, the getters just needed to make sure there's no irbuv lamala. So you've offset both things. The fence makes sure there's no irbubia, and the boulder on the bottom makes sure there's no what? Yanika. But each one on his own would have created an Issur Kilayim. So what emerges is a fundamental machlokes. If I would ask you, what is the definition, the getter adin of the Issur Kilayim character? Is it like Rabbeinu Yonah, you need both components, yanika birbubia? Or is each one on its own enough? If you hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah, you need both, so as long as I have a fence, I cancel the Rebubia, and therefore you won't have Kilayim Karen. If you hold like the Shimon Gubetz and Shimon Rimigash, each one on its own, great, you better have a safeguard in both. Namely, you have a fence on top to stop the Rebubia, you have a boulder on the bottom to stop the Yanika. Yes? Chlorocut, guys. Clear as glass. Okay? Go ahead, Ariel. Yes?
Is the stone already on the ground, or did we put it there?
It doesn't make a difference.
I'm saying like, it just seems
it
like...
It was there before. It had to be there before.
So that means that there could be stones laying right under the...
It could be. The case is there was a boulder. It just better be there before you plant it.
Okay, so if it was there before, it's great. Then what's the point of the wall? Like, what's the use of the wall?
You tell me.
If
the boulder comes on the bottom in the dirt.
Oh, okay.
It's underground. It's underground. It's mamish underground. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Mamish underground. So that's the first nakud I want you guys to get. Okay? That's the first nakud I want you guys to get. Okay. Number two nakud I want you to get. Very important din. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? Very important din. Halacha lamaisa. Why is it, and a lot of guys are bothered by this, why is the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem? It's not fair, no? Why is the Baal HaKerem blamed for all this? For what reason is he blamed for all this? So let's get it.
Not the roots.
Okay, let's, the other Rishonim, but I'm saying we don't know yet, okay? But you're a Rishonim, deal with this. But what comes off the daf is this problem. Why is it the Baal HaKerem's responsibility, not the Baal HaSodeh? So, Rashi, Lamaisa, Rashi says, Pshat, Lamaisa, that the reason why we have our Hakka of Arba Amos is because of Avodas HaKerem. That's an answer. That a Kerem, unlike what? Unlike Tfuah, doesn't need Arba Amos extended after the end of its what? End of its field. And therefore, since a Kerem is extended, Lamais, it's incumbent upon the Baal HaKerem that if you don't have a Dalai Lama space, you better build a fence. You better build a fence. And this is the Chiddush that Rashi's bringing out. Rashi's calling this Avodas what? Rashi's calling this Avodas HaKerem. That's what Rashi's calling this. Rashi's calling this Avodas HaKerem. And that only comes from who? That only comes from who? So who does that come from? That comes from the Baal HaKerem. Excellent. That comes from the Baal HaKerem. What did you say?
You could also flip it on him and say, you know, if the Baal is good, doesn't want his kilayim to get bad, then he should do ishtalos himself and move away.
No, but the responsibility to make sure, because it extends out, is based on what? Is based on the what? Is based on the Baal what? Is based on the Baal HaKerem, because he has that requirement of Avodas HaKerem. That's the push of shot, Lamaisa. Okay? That's the push of shot. Now, Lamaisa, the Toysus Rid in Diramaska Shutfin I gave you, says the different shot. He says the reason why the Chiyuv is Mutal on the Baal HaKerem is because he's Gorim Isser. As you said, Ariel, the Gefunim's nature is that they what? They're yonek, they stretch out, and they asa the tefuah, they're aggressive. Botany-wise, they spread out. So if they spread out, that's responsibility to be upon the Baal HaKerem. Tefuah doesn't spread out like that. So therefore, since he's the aggressor, the vineyard is the aggressor, the Baal HaKerem has to what? The Baal HaKerem has this responsibility. Because nothing would happen. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. However, Tosfos says, I want you to get it. Tosfos says, before we do the Tosfos Lamaisa, so what did Rashi say? Avodas HaKerem. What does Avodas HaKerem mean? Because of Hilchos what? Hilchos Kilayim. Yes? That's because of Hilchos Kilayim, Halacha Lamaisa. Yes? It extends Arba Amos because of Avodas HaKerem, so it's like what? It's like it's called a Shem Kerem. So from Rashi's perspective, it's a din of what? How would you categorize Rashi why the Baal HaKerem has to do it? Because of why? How would you categorize Rashi? Because of Isser of Kilayim. Because the vineyard is extended to Arbamos, yes? So we're going to categorize that Avodas HaKerem calls it what? It's a din of Kilayim. So it's a din of Kilayim, the Baal HaKerem has to what? Has to make it. Tosfos Rid says what? The Baal HaKerem has to do it because why? The aggressor are the vines. Yes? What does Tosfos say? Which we're going to see it inside. But Tosfos says outside, let's say it now, Dibre Maska Omer, the bottom Tosfos, please get it. Tosfos says, the Baal HaKerem is chayev, not because of Kilayim, but because of Hilchos Shcheinim. What is Hilchos Shcheinim? That when you, on Daf Vav, what does the Mishnah say? When you plant the tree next to your friend, what do you have to do? You have to distance it how far? Arba? No. The trees. L'sada chaveiro. You have to distance it arba amos. That's also by trees. You have to distance it arba amos. Trees have nothing to do with the Yisr of Kilayim. One sada ilan is somak l'sada ilan. Right? So you see that what? You see that there's a halacha of shenin, of how neighbors have to live. That neighbors have to live like mention. So since neighbors have to live like mention, you see that if you're not marking Gama Amos, you're mechuyif to build again. Allah l'maisa. Okay? So we see clearly, please get it down, how many different svaras do we have so far? Three different svaras why the Baal HaKerem has to do it.
Why don't you use Shutfen and Shutfen? Is that
concerned? That's what we're saying. It's because of Shainim and Shutfen. Same thing. Correct. So Tosfos says, it's because of Avodas HaKerem. The Tosfos Rid asked on Rashi, we paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yossi, yes? What does Rabbi Yossi say? On the Nizik, he has to be marking himself. So what's going on here? It's Gerid Delay. So since it's Gerid Delay, therefore what? Rashi holds it's Gerid Delay. And therefore, since it's Gerid Delay, you got to be careful. The Mazik's hurting the guy directly via dying. Okay?
You ever repeat that?
Yes. In other words, in what sense does Rid ask on Rashi? Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That the Nizik has to be marking himself. Right? So the Isser of Kilayim comes on its own. It's not Gerid Delay. So it's on the Nizik. It really is the Baal HaTzavah's fault. The Baal HaTzavah should be responsible. The answer is no. Rashi holds this is Gerid Delay. When the wall breaks, the Hezek starts immediately. And therefore it's considered like your Mazik B'Adayim. Mamish. It's considered like your Mazik B'Adayim. Amazing Chiddush. Okay? So I want you to get that. And the Ramban writes that this price is like who? The Ramban writes that this price is like who? Like the Chachamim anyway. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Chachamim say, Alamazik laharchik es atzmo. So even if it's not Gerei Delay, this price is like the Chachamim. But Rav Shmuel Rozovsky points out in Os Chav Ches that Kavanah of a Rashi is not to say Kilayim, like we thought. Because that din about distancing applies to other trees as well. Rashi knows that. So the Kavana of Rashi is what? Is that it's considered to be what? What's the Kavana of Rashi? What is the Kavana of Rashi? The Chiyum Rachaka is not because of what? Shalo Yachnis Macharishoso, the Shtei Chavero, like the Das Taisis. Rashi means Avodas HaKerem is considered Arbamas Besvivo, but it's an Isser Kilayim. It's an Isser Kilayim, according to what? According to Rashi. It's an Isser Kilayim. And the truth is, Tosan Chavav Menav's Medayek, that Rashi's Medayek from the Mishnah. said, Echa Gefanim Vecha Kol Ilan. So we see that there's an Isser Lamais, it's an Isser of Kilai. So we see Allah Lamais, it's an Isser of Kilai, and Lamaisa, that's why we assume, isn't the Bala Tvu also mean Mazakim Yandayim? No, this is Vinram Yitzchak, Isser came from the Gefanim, not the Zroim. So they spread out, like we said. And the Bala Kerim is Gorim the Kilai. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's his fault, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? The Rishpur Rizovsky just wants to say that Rashi doesn't mean to say the din of Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach Lasan is because of Isra Kilayim. It applies to other trees. He's just trying to say that Lamaisa, what Avodah Sakarim means. Avodah Sakarim is the Arba Amo space which falls under the category of Isra Kilayim, like we said. In other words, when Rashi quotes that Mishnah, it's not just a din by what? By wheat and grapes. It's by any tree. Rashi is just using that as an example that vis-a-vis the Isser of Kilayim, Ariel, it extends Arba Amos more. So he's sticking with the categorization. Okay? He's sticking with the categorization. Again, so there's three shitas I want you to get. Why the Bala Kerem is the one that's got to put up the Mechitza. Number one is what? What's number one? Avodah Sakarim like Rashi, that's an Isser Kilayim. According to the Tosis Rid, it's because it what? Naturally, it's the aggressor vines. According to Tosis, it's because of Isser of Shechinim. Hilchos Shechinim, that Lamaisa, you have to what? You have to act like a mensch, and therefore you have to do it. And this is considered to be Gary Delay. Does anyone say, get it down, let's get this down, does anyone say that it's considered to be a chiyuv on both? Does anybody? Yes, the Meiri. The Meiri Dibamasko Zeh Arishon says both of them are mazikin. Both of them have to put up the fence. The Iker Bryson, when it says Chayabach Rice, is Lashon Yachid. But it could very well be whoever refuses to make his fence has to pay. Okay, so there is a collector's item Meiri. That's not the standard shot, but I want you guys to know it. Poshub Shad is the Bala Kerem. The Bala Kerem's got to do it. But there is a possibility, there is a Rish in the Miri that says not that way. The Miri says that the Chiyuv is upon both, Allah Lamaisha. Yes, Josh, go ahead.
If he places it 4 hours away and the roots still go underneath and ruin the gas stuff, does he have to pay?
That's a good kasha. That's a very good kasha.
Because he did his best.
He doesn't have to pay. You answered it. He did the best he could. It's an onus. Is Bishogin. So I don't think he has to pay. As long as he follows all the rules. You know? Okay? We'll have to talk about, does it even become usher? So Machleg is the Ramban and the Tosis on the bottom. Does it even become usher? Maybe it doesn't even become usher. He didn't want it. Yes, Jay?
Just wanted to point out from before, when we mentioned Lister of Yonah and the Shita Mikubetzes, the Mishnah and Chavav Maralef, the Bachs that mentions that there's a Tsunmas, so I think he paskins like the Shita Mikubetzes.
He says there's a rock under?
Yeah, you see that on Gosef Bach on Chavav
Maralef. Does that mean a rock under?
Yeah, it's almost the boulder underground.
Okay, good. Very good. He learns like that, you mean?
Yeah, it's what it seems like, yeah.
Okay, and Daf Chavav Maralef, he says it.
Okay,
very good. Excellent. Very good. Well, this is the Bryson, though. We were talking about the Bryson here, that there was a boulder. We're quoting Mechitza Zakir Shanifritza. He's commenting on the Mishnah. It's not the same. You know, it's not the same din. You know what I mean? It's not the same case.
No, on the din of making the gather.
I know, but there it's not talking about only what's grapes and wheat fields. I mean, all trees, like we said. So I'm saying it doesn't shed light on Kiloy Kerem. That was a local machlokes about Kiloy Kerem. You follow me? Over there it's talking about all types of trees. You can't do it all types of trees. No? I mean, that's what we just pointed out, remember? Okay, so that doesn't shed light on the Kilayim. It's not just talking about, it's talking about all Elonus there. Yes? Yeah, it's all Elonus there. Kol Elon, yeah? Doesn't it say that? Kol Elon, yeah. Okay, all right. Yes, Joseph, go ahead.
I just don't really understand. You said that the Hornet Shul's are Rosalski, the Fetch, that the Kilayim, Isser Kilayim extends even past the extra 4 amos for the Avodah Sakarim. Is that what that?
All Rishon Rizovsky is saying is that just because Rashi quotes the Gemara over there, as I just said to Jake, it's not talking about Kilayim over there. He's just trying to say the reason why it's extended is because there's such a din there. But since we're talking about wheat and grapes, it will be called, it will become Kilai Kerem. The Kerem extends because we see what that did over there. You have to be Marchik Ar Mamos.
It's not an admission, but regardless, it's an additional 4 Amos for the orders of Kerem.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that that is an Isra of Kilai.
Yeah.
He says, don't. Rashi knew that the Mishnah wasn't talking about Kilai. He was just using that as a marker that the Kerem extends. But the reason why it's us is because of Kilai Kerem.
Is the Mafresha, the plan, why should that cause an issue key line? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't cause this climb. It creates an extension of the Kerem that is still halakhically called a Shein Kerem. And if there's wheat plant in that space, it will be Usher.
Even though there is nothing.
Correct. There. Even though there is nothing there.
It doesn't make sense why should be key line if it's Mafresha.
That's what I'm saying. But it's an extension of the vineyard, even though there's no grapes actually there. Correct. Because you need to work with it, so it's a halachic extension.
It's out of chalakas and zikin. I understand that, but I don't understand why that would be considered key line.
Because we call that a shein kerem. That space is extended to what we call a shein kerem. It's all part of the kerem because I need to use it to work on the kerem. So we call that space, and I'm walking on a shein kerem. That's the din. Okay, fine. So that comes out, lemaisa. That comes out to be this halacha here. Very interesting din. Halacha lemaisa, and the Meiri is very, 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 very mechudish, but it helps out a lot. It helps out a lot. Why? Why does it help out a lot? Because the bottom line is that why should you, at first glance, you read this Gemara, why should the Bala Karen be pinned on this and not the Bala Sada? But as I said, most Rishonim don't agree with that. And we gave three pshatim why. Why the Bala Karen? What'd you say?
They would both have to put up.
Yes, they both have to put up.
So, two.
What'd you say?
It'd be two on and two on.
Whatever, they both have to split it. Correct. They would both have to split it. Well said. They'll pay half. One guy will pay half, the other guy will pay half. That's correct. Well said. Yes, Yehuda.
So, our case is not a case where there's dollar almost around the Karen, around the Karen.
Our case is that there was a fence anyway. Right? Our case is that there was a fence anyway. Yes, the fence takes the place of the armamas. Correct. Well said. And that's why we said earlier, why does the fence solve it if there's stuff growing under it? So that was the machlokes we had, the Shinu Kubetsis and the Rabbeinu Wad and the Rabbeinu Yom. Okay. Now, let's get to the following, Nakuda, right now, okay? And that is that of all the brises in Shas, why was this one mentioned to prove Mechitza? Mechitza appears a lot in Shas. Why was this one mentioned? So I want you to get this. The Ramban and Dirmaskamai and the Rashba Dirmaskasabrua say we really didn't necessarily have to bring a raya from this brisa per se. There are many Mishnayos and brises have a lashon mechitza referring to a fence. But I'll tell you why the Gemara mentioned this one. You know why? Because the Chachamim love the fact that there's a chiddush here. And what is that chiddush? What is the chiddush? Let's get this down. There's a principle called Dina de Garmi. Has anyone ever heard of Garmi?
Yeah.
What is the principle of Garmi? The principle of Garmi is what? Garmi is chayiv. It's an indirect damage. Nezik, ba'ofin, lo yashir. An indirect damage. If you indirectly damage someone, Brahma is putter. Garmi is chayiv. There's a big difference between the two. I want you to know two fundamental differences between the two. Garmi is when the thing happens miyad, or it is bari hazek, or it's 100% clear that the damage is going to happen. Garmi is miyad, or it's going to what? 100%. Grum is pucker, it's low miyad, and it's low bari hazek. It's not 100% that it's going to be a damage. Okay? You got to know that. The Ramban wrote a whole essay, a kuntras called Kuntras Dina de Garmi. So that's exactly what's happening here. The Bala Kerem is indirectly damaging the Bala Sada. Garmi is Chayiv. Garmi is from the word Gorem, cause. So the reason why this brisa was chosen, says the Ramban and the Rashba, because the Chachamim loved this brisa, because it was Mechadash to me a din. And what is that din? That din is called Garmi. It's in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The difference is Miyad Bar Yezeka, Lo Miyad Lo Bar Yezeka. You got to know this. So that is why this brisa was chosen to depict. You could have chosen many other brises, but the reason why this was chosen because it had an underlying chiddush, and that was the underlying chiddush. That's one shot. Okay, so you have to know this topic called Garmi. Okay, truly we got to get this. The reason why this brisa was chosen was because it was an added chiddush. Garmi, indirect damage that is in the form of Garmi is high. Either it's immediate or it's 100% that damage will occur. That's exactly what the Baal HaKerem is doing to the Baal HaSadeh. He's offering his wheat. It's indirectly what? It's indirectly hurting him. Grum is putter because it's not immediate when you do the indirect action, or it wasn't 100%. It's still usher to do the Gomorrah comments of Baal HaSadeh. You have to clap off faith. You have to ask him for mechir, but you don't have to pay mamonis for it. You might have to pay in Shamayim, maybe extracurricular, extra legal chiyuv. You should pay on your own, but he can't take you to a din Torah. Grom is pata. Garmi is chayiv. That's why this first price was chosen. Okay, you got me? It's a very interesting chiddush of the Ramban and the Rashba. The Torah Chaim gives a different shot. The Torah Chaim writes, many mishnayos and prices have a lashon mechitza, but it's not referring to a wall. It's referring to a davar achotzeis, a separator. It could be a piece of ropes. Could be something really temporary. The Gemara quoted this price so that we say, Omer lo gedor, I meant a real binyan. I don't mean a stam chatzitza. I mean a real binyan. So I want you to get these two pshat and why this price was chosen to depict that a mechitza meant kosel. Why was this price chosen? Either because dina de garmi, or because we want to show it has to be a solid one, not something that's flimsy. That's what the Torah Chaim wants to be mechadish. Beautiful what? A beautiful chiddush, halacha l'maisa. Please get it. Okay? We got that Kor Benji, had a kasha. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the
garmi, the garmi. Okay. We always say, kol man de don dina de garmi. You judge dina de garmi. Go ahead.
Is it either or? It has to have either.
Either or. Correct. Actually, you know what? I want you to write it down in your notes. It's a machlokes Tosis and Ramban. I think Tosis is the one that's always flipping. But I think Tosis is the one who says Miyad, and the Ramban says Bar Yezeka. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntres called Dina de Garmi, Mamish. The whole kuntres in the Kedusha Ramban. So you have Miyad and you have Bar Yezeka. You got to know that difference. And therefore, to be Kiddush Garmi. What's the marker of Garmi in Shas? Rav Nachum, you know who asked me this kasha? He's a great gong. He's a Rebbe in Yeshiva, all the Shom. He's a Shom who scored the highest points in Gan Eden. What was his name? My Rebbe's father-in-law. One of my Rebbe's father-in-law. Rav Shmuel Nachum's father-in-law. What was his name?
Which in YU?
Yeah, he was a Rebbe in YU many years. He's a great gong. So he asked me, what's the marker of Garmi and Shas? Get it down. B'chayr's Chafim and Alf. I had just learned it a few days ago. I got lucky when he asked me the kasha. He asked me in Shalbim. When the dayan makes a mistake in psak, he has to pay the guy. The dayan makes a mistake in psak, he has to pay the litigant that he messed over. Why is that truly? What's that called? Garmi. He indirectly damaged him. He didn't punch him. He didn't destroy his property with a bat. But he made a wrong psak. That's the makor of Garmi. Okay? I forgot his name, okay? He was a Rebbe many years in IBC. He's a great gong. I forgot. All right, Billy Netter. Maybe Dr. Johnson, remember? He was a great gong. Yeah, go ahead, Josh. What do you say?
Just a clarification question.
Sure.
Garmi is indirect damage, but you still have to bang or tie the bat, and
Grumma is indirect damage, you are pucking. You guys are learning so many concepts of Prati, guys. It's unbelievable. You remember all these the rest of your life. This is how you go to become Talmid Chachamim. Garmi, Sky, and Grom is Pata.
What's the difference between
Garmi is direct or 100%? I do something indirect, but immediately it'll hurt the guy. Like a guy makes a mistake in Psak. Immediately it hurts him, he loses. And it's 100% that he's going to lose. Grumma is, I do an indirect action, it's not 100%, it's not immediately that it's going to get damaged, and it's not 100%. So on that, you're plucking. You got to know the difference in Garmin and Grumman. And if someone asks you, why was the first Bryson Bobovasa? Sam. The first Bryson was Sam McSam. The first Bryson, Sam Lukowski. We got to get him strong. The first Bryson, the scorer Bobovasa is what? To depict the din of Garmin. Cole Dini de Garmin. Okay. Let's get to the following now. Oh. Yeah, we introduced this topic, yes, of Kiloi Karen. So we need to speak about what it's all about. Okay? We need to speak about what it's all about. There is a shita in Tanoim, Reboshim, and Daflam Tesimat Alpha Kedushin, that says Kiloi Karen is only usher. I want you to get this down. When you throw three seeds together, which three seeds? Barley, wheat, and grapes. The Mapolis Yad. Mapolis Yad means in one throw. Rav Oshia says you only have an Isha Kilai, the Mapolis Yad. Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says, okay, you only have Kiloi Karim when you throw them all together. It's with an olive, not a knife. Rav Oshia. Okay? Rav Oshia. Mapolis Yad. When you throw all three together, Pita, Saora, and what else? Geffen. That's the only time you can have an Issa D'Oraisa of Kiloi Karim. It's an amazing sheath of Rabbi Yoshia. Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes. Yes? You guys got it? Rashi says, I'm sorry, Tosis says in Kedushin, Dirmasko Lo, and Lamed Tes Manaf the Halacha is like Rabbi Yoshia, even though there are many Mishnayos and Brises against him. Even though there are many Mishnayos and Brises against him. You know what, guys? Isaac, our Brice is one of them. I didn't see anything here about barley, did you, Cerulli? I didn't see they were thrown in together and planted together. So despite the fact there are many Mishnayos and Brises against Rav Oshia, we pass Rav Oshia. But one of the Brises against him is this. Because we say our rice and mechitzas kerem is not like Rav Oshia. It's only with one zera, wheat and grapes. Okay? So therefore, halacha l'maisa, why on earth would the bala kerem be chayev? Obviously this rice is against who? Rav Oshia. Oh. I want you to get this down. However, the Rosh in Hilchos Kilayim, you know where Hilchos Kilayim appears? In the end of Maseches Menachos, in Siman Dalet, I thought it appeared in the end of Maseches Nidin. I thought it was in the end of Maseches Nidin, but we got to check. He quotes a machlokas within Rav Oshia. Please get it. The Ravid says that Rav Oshia only asers Malkus on the Zoraya. The only time you get Malkus is when you do all three. That's when you get Malkus. But if you do grape with wheat alone, it's still usher. Then our Mishnah and Brisa can fit like who? Can fit like Rav Oshia. Because our Brisa wasn't talking about Malkus. Rav Oshia only meant you need Mapolis Yad for Malkus. But to create an Isser with one zero with wheat alone, it's enough. That's the Ravid. But the Re holds no. That if you don't have all three, then nothing's usher. Not only are not chayav malchus, nothing's usher at all. And the Rush comments that according to the Re, even midrabanan there's no isser. Even midrabanan there's no isser. According to the Ravid, the peiris are usher only midrabanan. Okay, the peiris are only usher midrabanan. But there's
last one.
Again, according to the Rush quotes of Machlokes within Rav Oshia, the Ravid holds that in order to be Chayav Malkus, you need all three. But with only grapes and wheat, it would be usher, you wouldn't be Chayav Malkus. Then the Mishnah and Brisa could fit Rav Oshia. The Re says, according to Rav Oshia, everything's okay. If you only have one zera with the grape, if you only have wheat or barley with the grape on its own, not all three, then it's mutter and ganzer. And the Rush says, it's not even Issa D'Rabbanan. The Ravid though will say the pears are asur midrabanan. They are asur midrabanan. But
who said that last one though, that they are asur midrabanan?
The Ravid. The Ravid says they're asur midrabanan. According to the Rush says the Ravid would say they're asur midrabanan. According to the Re, it's mutter and gamer. Now the Rambam has a sheet.
So the Re agrees with Rav Oshia.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Those are Rishonim, the Raboshis of Tana, Josh. Raboshis of Tana.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim are arguing within the sheet of Raboshi. What does Raboshi hold? So according to what the Raivi, he says it's only Michai of Malkus according to the Raivi.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be Usur, and Ark, and if that's the case, you can read our Brights according to who? Raboshi. Yes?
Yeah.
But if you hold like the Re, then you're in trouble. You just have to say that our Bryce is against Rabosha, because according to the Re, everything's mutter. It's not even Asim and Rabbanan, says the Rush, according to the Re. The Rabban will say the Paris Elise are Asim and Rabbanan. But the Rabban in Perikadus Kimai Malacha Zion says that if you plant a vegetable next to grapes, even though you're not loka, they still have to be burnt. And Devin also says it's the rice. The only time you're loka is when what? Is when it's grapes with wheat. But grapes with vegetables will still be nisturized even though you won't give Chayav Malkus. So that's what I want you to get of what we're talking about Halacha Lamaisa. So I want to just show you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Please get it down. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in your day, Achelek Gimel. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in your day, Achelek Gimel. He says, in Simon, let me give you the exact Simon. Simon Reish, Sadi, Vav. Hazareish, Shneimini, Tfuo, Shneimini, Yerakos, Im, Zera, Kerem, Hareze, Loke, Shtang. You're about giving Malkus twice. Let's say I do cucumbers and tomatoes with vineyards. Yes? What's the din? In Eretz Yisrael. I'm Chayev twice. Because why? I'm chayav because of the din of what? I'm not allowed to mix tomatoes and cucumbers in Eretz Yisrael. That's an issue of Yeraisa.
What?
That's a din. It's called Kiloy Zroyim. There's a din Kiloy Karen, get it down. And there's also a din Kiloy Zroyim. In Chutzlar, Kiloy Zroyim are completely mutter. When you have a garden, you don't need any separation between the tomatoes and the cucumbers. Please get it down. Kiloy Zroyim is Usher in Eretz Yisrael, Yeraisa. Kiloy Zroyim in the Chutzlarts Mutal Chachilu. Kiloy Kerem is Usher everywhere on the planet Earth. Achi Yisra Be'er Tisra Chitus Sora Be'etzim Apolis Yah. Right? He says Beferish Lamaisa. He says Beferish. Right? He says that you'll only loke for Kiloy Kerem if you what? You only loke for Kiloy Kerem if you do all three together. Okay, and the Vilna Gaon says, well, we don't paskin like Raboshia. He says in Kiddushin Lamites, we don't paskin like Raboshia. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. And therefore, anywhere on the planet Earth, you'll be also with Kilai Karen, even grape with wheat alone or grape with barley alone, you don't need all three. Okay? So please get this down, this din of Kilai Karen and Kilai Shroy. Yes, Benji.
So a few questions on that. So, grapes with vegetables,
it's going to
be usher everywhere.
Grapes, lamaisa, grapes, the din of kilai karam, grapes and wheat or grapes with barley will be usher everywhere. Now you're asking me grapes with other vegetables? I mean, other vegetables together in Eretz Yisrael are a problem, kilai zroim. But kilai karam, lamaisa, kilai karam, if you do shnemini rakos, it won't be, no, kilai kerem is always wheat or barley with what? With the grapes. Okay? Other vegetables not. Other vegetables together, tomatoes and cucumbers is a problem.
Okay.
But kilai kerem is only wheat or barley with the grapes.
That's everywhere, but the two vegetables together
are only. Only Eretz Yisrael, correct. Exactly. Well said.
And that's called what?
What'd you say? Kilai kerem is grapes with either wheat or barley, and kilai zroim is any mixture of vegetables. Okay? Now, what is grafting trees? Any grafting of trees is awesome. Anywhere on the planet Earth. Even goyim are awesome to graft trees. Did you know that? We eat nectarines, but they're really not supposed to graft them. It's not one of the shemits b'nei noach, but it's still awesome. There are certain dinim that b'nei noach are awesome that they're not in the list. They can't do witchcraft, they can't do sirus. We are allowed to eat them, yes.
So
we are allowed to eat them.
So practically, what does that do? How can we enforce that on the
We can't because we're not in control. But when the Mashiach comes, we would tell them they got to behave. There would be no more nectarines. That's correct. I love nectarines. But there would be no more nectarines. Well said. There is a whole group of dinim that are not in the Shem Tzinoch that the Rambam quotes based on the Gemara that they have to do. They can't neuter an animal. They can't do witchcraft. They can't graft a tree. So there are different types of harkava. We mentioned three. Harkavas kiloi kerim, harkavas droim, and harkavas ilan. Then, of course, there's harkavas behema. You can't, what's the word? Hybrid two animals together. That's an issue of the Arisa, right? You can't do that either. So there are four really types of kiloi.
Like a mule?
Exactly. You can't make a mule. You as a farmer can't put a cow and a horse together. That's correct. It's an issue of the Arisa. That's also here. And then there's a fifth type of kilon, kilon b'gavim. So there really are five shakas. There really are five types of kilon. When you talk about it, halacha, and it's mentioned all here in Shim and Shin Gimel. In fact, they have a whole simon here, kilon behema. Here it is. You're not allowed to do that with the horse and the donkey. Okay, fine. So we got this then. Okay, so it's a question. Tosha says we pass the Boshia. The Vilna Gaon says we do not. Interesting. There's only going with that. So we should never what? So I was wondering, how do we, my wife and daughters, they have a garden in the back. They have all these vegetables. And chutzar smutr, kiloi zroim is not a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a big problem. You can't do tomatoes next to cucumbers. You need a dalan amos space. Or you need a fence. Okay? Or you need what is called an erevin, what daf? Daf yudal from a base. What does it say in erevin? I'm going to just write the Riven here. It says Riven was just for Malkus, but not everyone agrees with the Riven. Riven, Loki. Loki, Niva Pelasya. But even without, with Sora, Chita, Gether, Sora, Gether, Josh, it would be still awesome. To get Malkus, you need all three together. Has anyone ever heard of what is called a Tursa Pesa? How do you have a communal area? Where you make a wall around the city? Of course not. You make a Kodami Khan. Kanamikan, the Kanagameh. It's an imaginary war, a door that surrounds the whole community. The Gemara says this works also on Kilai Karen. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You don't need a real wall. That's how Rosh Hashanah taught us that it's a Dindi Raisa, because Kilai Karen is a Dindi Raisa. How do you get rid of a Dindi Raisa? You put up a fence that's Dindi Raisa. A Tsuris Abetz, this is Dindi Raisa. It's a Gemara Erev and Yudal from the base. That takes care of the problem of what? Of Kilai Karen.
Would two vertical walls work too? Because I think that was
no. You need a tzuris apesa.
If
you have a wall, it's fine. Yeah, a wall, a real wall, fine. This is not a real wall.
Right.
This is an imaginary. Yes. Go ahead, Israel.
Is it okay even if they're growing together, like through that imaginary wall?
Not if they're touching. They would have to be not touching, but it would create enough of a wall. I'm glad we mentioned this, Dick. That's how you prove that it's a dindi rice. Yes, Jake. Go ahead.
So is the
Ravid
saying the same thing as the
Rambam
regarding the two?
No, species? The Rambam is a big Yiddish, because the Rambam says if you do the vegetable next to the grapes, you're not loke, but it's still an issue of the right, you have to burn it. Still an issue of the right. So the Ravid didn't get involved with that.
Oh, he said it's Durabana.
Ravid just said it was Durabana, correct.
But they both agree that the mix of two species is
usar. Yes. They definitely, one's Durabana, one's Durice. They just argue with the Rabbanan and the Arisa. Correct.
Right.
The din of Malkus, though, Benji, would be issue with grapes. So you ask me about grapes and vegetables, the Rambam does say it's usher. You're not Chayav Malkus, but it's still usher with the Arisa. Okay?
What about grapes and other fruit?
Fruit? No. It has to be like a zera. It has to be a seed. You mean grapes? You know, let me think about that. Grapes and other things. For much. I think grapes. I think it's an issue of the rice. It's not like it. It has to be grape with a wheat or a barley. Okay, to be high malchus. But I think it's still going to be awesome. According to the Rambam, it's still awesome. Probably a grape with any other thing would be awesome. Anything would be mixed kiloi karen would be a problem. Yes, Ariel.
Going back to the first nekuda that we're talking about between the Lez and Rabbi Yona and the Shittim Gebetza.
Yes.
Shittim Gebetza says that there's stones in the ground. And we even say that it's natural that the stones come from the ground, right?
Could be, but the case is that it's, the Bryce is talking about against the boulders underground.
I'm saying that there's a boulder underground. Why doesn't the Eliyahu ben Yonah then say we don't need a wall because there's stones in the ground, which we know now that there's not going to be any issues. Like we only need one for the Eliyahu ben Yonah. So if there's not going to be an issue or anything underground,
no, ben Yonah didn't say that it was okay. Only the
he said that there's no nourishment, there's no unique.
Ben Yonah, the second sheet is the one who said the case was the boulder.
Yeah, I know, but
Eliyahu ben Yonah said
Why doesn't the
Big Ukimta didn't say that in our Gemara. The Big Ukimta assumed that there's a boulder. You should ask the other way. I mean, that's a big jump that he assumes. Didn't say anywhere in our Gemara there's a boulder under, right? That's a very big thing. It's a good order that you're saying, though. Okay? So now what we've established is we can set up now, tomorrow, Biz Hashem, we got to see the Toysim on the bottom now. Now that we've established this, we've established the Yisro Kilai Karim, we've established what the definition is, we've established why the Bala Karim is doing, not the Bala Son, unless you hold like the Meiri. We've also established for myself what the Yisro is, Allah Lamaisa, why it is upon Lamaisa the Bala Sadeh. And we've talked about Kiloy Zerim, Kiloy Kerem. What we're going to have to see also, Lamaisa, is we warn the fellow, which we're going to see with the bottom Tyson. We warn the fellow, and we have to see Lamaisa why this price was chosen. We said because of Dina de Garmi, that will relate to a Kiddush that we have to see Allah Lamaisa. And it comes out a tremendous Kiddush. Because, in essence, if you think about it, you are damaging your partner. Either it's because of direct damage, not direct, but it's damage, or it's shutfus, whatever it is, you're hurting the guy, you need to build a wall, and that's the din, perhaps, of dini de garmi. So remember the first day or the second day we said, is it a chiyuv of damage or shutfin? Remember we discussed that? This fits very well in, if you say it's garmi, with the notion of a damage. It's an indirect damage that happens immediately, 100%, and you're chayav for that. So then this sets up for us to Tyson tomorrow in the show. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop at Mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day. And tomorrow again, we'll have early shir 11:15 to 12:30.